All right, so the last time we spoke with John Broder, John Broder's the correspondent in the Washington Bureau for the New York Times, it was to talk about a report from a commission investigating the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico and saying there wasn't really a lot of evidence that BP caused the spill or could have prevented it. Doesn't seem like it's been that long, John, since we talked to you, and that's what came out of this commission.
Well, what we were reporting back in November was the findings, the preliminary findings of the panel's chief counsel, Fred Bartlett. And he was being extremely careful at that time not to point a finger at any specific company, any specific individuals, any set of decisions that were ultimately responsible for the accident. I think he may have taken the president's charge to steer away from such conclusions a bit too literally, because the administration was worried that its criminal and civil probes by the Justice Department might get compromised by this. But the commission in the last 2 months has gone quite a bit further, and yesterday's report is quite specific about the breakdowns, the corporate and even governmental breakdowns that led to the accident.
And they go straight to finger pointing. I mean, they specifically mentioned that BP, Transocean, and Halliburton were, in some cases, more concerned about saving time and saving money than about safety.
And they spelled that out quite explicitly in a full-page chart that lists 9 decisions that the 3 companies made that were the single contributing factors to the accident. And then they pull back the camera a bit and say, you know, there is a broader cultural issue and corporate management issue, as well as a regulatory failure, that are the systemic failures. And if they're not corrected, and soon, we could have another similar accident.
All right. But what happens with this report? I mean, this was a presidential commission. It included former senators and William Riley, who used to head up the EPA. What happens with this report? Does it then feed into the Justice Department's investigation?
Well, it's unclear exactly how much, if any, cooperation there has been between Justice Department investigators and the staff of this commission. I found the staff of the commission to be highly competent. A lot of young lawyers and engineers were assembled to pull together what is, by all accounts, going to be a quite compelling narrative of what happened and why. But what really the commission is charged with doing, in addition to finding the root causes of the accident, which are in the corporate culture and in the regulatory failures, was to look forward at recommendations at how to improve those things, how to improve industry practices, how to improve government oversight of this very risky business, and make recommendations to the president about doing that.
Well, we can only assume that eventually charges will be brought that in some way echo what the panel has come up with. Thanks so much. John Broder is a correspondent in the Washington Bureau for the New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.